From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
EW to his friends, Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome back to part two of the Killer Bus Programme. Postcard from Pop Red. With Rachel Brunson down there in Queensland, Petra sitting in for Lee over here with me, Eric Wiltshire. I'm out of breath now. I've been running around chasing wasps out of the studio.
Should I give you your David inhaler?
Yeah, I think I need my inhaler. Mm. Do I suck on it now?
Yeah.
My inhaler!
Is at home.
Yeah. You two have got such guts. This programme was so sensible before. Now look at it. It's down the toilet as usual. A Cyprus TV presenter has been jailed over murdering the boss.
I should ask him how he done it.
What?
Well, you are my boss.
Yeah, but broadcast people are so gentle.
Oh, since when?
It was so gentle, so amicable. We never have hissy fits. We don't have ego problems.
No. Okay, continue. Okay.
Is my nose getting bigger?
A lot bigger.
Uh-oh.
Pinocchio time.
Yeah, Pinocchio nose are in Slovak. A former Cypriot TV presenter, her brother and two other men, have been sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of murdering Cyprus' most prominent media baron. Uh-oh. Yeah. I wonder what he did then.
I don't know. What's the motivation here?
Perhaps they just fell out with him.
Yeah. It's like, I don't like you.
Wouldn't pay their wages.
Ah. She fell out with the boss after she was fired.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I need to kill people, you know.
Man was fired from...
Write a very terse email. You don't need to murder someone.
Mate, keep your eyes on the news wires. There was a radio presenter fired in Australia.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Yes. So, Rach, you're in trouble.
I know. I've breached copyright.
Yes.
When do I not, really?
I can't believe this story. This keeps coming round every now and again, boys and girls, where there's a claim of royalties to Happy Birthday. And a production company in America is actually challenging the copyright regulation. Because I do understand the rules. The rules are that it was originally part of a song. It then became part of a publishing company, who I think should know better than to try and hold on to the copyright, but they do. And therefore, anybody that wants to use it outside of a non-commercial environment has to pay this. I'm not going to give them a plug, you know. I don't think it's nice.
No, don't.
No, I won't.
No, don't do it.
No, no. So anyway, this well-known, big, huge global music group company, they own the rights to Happy Birthday, and this film company wants to use it within a film. But, of course, to do that, they'd have to pay royalties, and it's looking like the restitution fees would be somewhere around $5 million. That's wrong.
It'd be cheaper to just ask Stevie Wonder if you could hum his version.
But he has to pay royalties on using it then.
Yeah, but it would. I bet you he'd be more gracious about it.
Yeah. No, I think they should give this up and put it in the public domain. Don't you?
It's a song that is known everywhere.
What was that one in Oz, Rach, that was part of the song from Men Down... Down from Down Under.
And Land was, Down Under.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be some sort of nursery rhyme that they claimed that they'd nicked it for the song.
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's going back a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We'll come back to it, see if you remember later. But, I mean, this happens all the time with old traditional nursery rhymes, which nobody really owns. Get picked up by publishing companies, and all of a sudden they make money out of it. I think there's a point where you have to say, no, thank you, I'm not going to do it anymore.
It was Waltzing Matilda.
Yes.
And there was a portion of the, it wasn't actually a lyric, but it was a portion of music
More than
that was sampled.
Yes.
And it was that whole business. And there was also the issue with, you know, that flute portion of that song.
Yep, indeed.
That was sampled from somewhere else as well. And it was all done quite legally and it ended up being tossed out anyway. It was ridiculous. But I see exactly what you're saying. It's one of those songs that everybody knows, regardless of where you live or where you, you know, where you are in the world. Everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
And it should be public domain.
Yeah, I quite agree. Anyway, another waste of time thing coming up. There's a bunch of guys in Hollywood, some of the biggest stars in Hollywood, actually, that have joined forces to make a video which is an anti-nuclear movie, calling on the world leaders around, basically around the G8 to get rid of nuclear weapons. Guys, wake up, smell the coffee. The geezers that really are dodgy are never going to watch your video, so what's the point?
I don't see President Putin sitting down, you know, getting groovy with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon and his crew. I don't see that happening ever.
No, what's the name of that cretin in North Korea?
Oh, Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, him. Can you just imagine him popping over to YouTube and watching Alex Baldwin and Danny DeVito in a movie going, hey, can you chuck your nuclear weapons in the sea, please, mate?
He told Dennis Rodman straight up when Dennis Rodman went to visit him that he wasn't. He said, why is there so much metal in your face? And no, we're not going to give away our nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Because they're not, are they? We haven't. We've got nuclear power stations, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We ain't got no nuclear weapons, though.
Not that I know of.
No, I don't know of any. I know the geezer who's in charge of nuclear fuel here.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's an English bloke.
Okay. I thought so.
We export a lot of products that makes them.
Yeah. But no, the bloke that was in charge of nuclear thingies here is that, what are you? She's playing with a plug. I don't believe
she
this.
She thinks it's a wasp.
She thinks it's a wasp. Yeah, okay. Big Brothers, the Big Brothers deny being Big Brother. Facebook, Google, and Yahoo have vigorously denied knowing about a secret U.S. internet surveillance program to fight the threat of terrorism.
We knew about it.
Where are the pink elephants flying?
Above your head.
Yeah. The interesting thing here is, boys and girls, let me explain something here, technical stuff. It is possible to intercept stuff as you get it towards Facebook. Mr. Zuckerman wouldn't even know if it was interrupted on the way to Facebook. You might think it's going to Facebook, but it doesn't mean to say it is. Because that's how the internet works. Oh. And so it could well be that stuff is being interrupted before it gets to anywhere. So Mr. Zuckerman, who describes the reports about
Zuckerberg
as being outrageous. yeah, right. Is insisting that his firm only provided user information to authorities when compelled to do so by law. Whose law?
Yeah.
Because, you see, the trouble is, there was actually a thing on television last night where people, it's never going to happen, but one lady was suggesting each country should have its own version of Facebook.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, isn't it?
That's not going to work.
It's not going to happen, is it?
No.
No, right. But the reason why is then it would be controlled by the laws of the country you're in. Now I can understand that. And I think Mr. Zuckerberg... If somebody from Australia puts something about an Australian on Facebook, it should comply with Australian laws. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
So why doesn't it happen then?
I don't know.
Stunned silence.
I'm trying to figure out why he dresses the way he does when he's so rich.
Well, no,
I'm
that's
stuck
true.
On that.
the boss of Google, Larry Page, said, "We provide user data to governments only in accordance with the law." Whose law, Larry?
Yeah, what law? What is this law of you speak of?
They speak of Google law, I think. Our legal team reviews each and every request. Don't tell me about it. And frequently pushes back when requests are overly broad or don't follow the correct process, which is deemed to be the correct process as designated by Google. You are exactly. The law.
And the law is an ass.
Yes. No, because that makes Mr. Page an ass. So it can't be.
Yes.
No, it can't be.
Oh, no, all right. He's not a page ad.
But honestly, if you've ever had anything to do with Google's legal team, they will make you tear your hair out, boys and girls. Uh-huh. They don't see the obvious when it's stuck on their noses.
That's why you have so little
what
hair on your head.
Oh, get you! Meow! Scratch, scratch. And this story all came about because there was a guy who actually leaked this out to the world, suggesting that there was a thing known which was tracking data directly from ISP servers. Well, it does, because they can do that. It's all part of a thing called PRISM. Whether it's real or not, we have no idea whatsoever. But it's true to say that this has been going on since telephones.
Yeah.
So why is everybody panicking about it now? The only thing that springs to mind is possibly the big brothers of this world don't like the fact it's come to the public's attention, so that the public actually wake up and go, ooh, I'd better not say that on Google or Facebook or Twitter, because they'll keep it there forever.
Mm.
And it is true to say, this is absolutely true story, boys and girls, I had a exchange, shall we say. I have exchanges regularly with people, don't I, Petra? Mm-hmm. Normally it's a laughing game. Were you upsetting them? If, the more I laugh, it's probably due to the way I upset them. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. We have another term for that, but that's not broadcastable, is it?
But you just enjoy upsetting people.
Yes. It's called go away in short, jerky movements. Think about it.
Just got a dance in my head. This is Eric invents a new Gangnam Style.
So this dates back to 2008. We are now 2013.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, apparently there's been all this speculation about if you close your Facebook account or if they ban you, everything gets chucked away, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Untrue.
Very untrue. Because they misunderstood that I was complaining about an account from a listener recently, boys and girls, as we try to help you out as much as we can. And person at Facebook didn't really understand, which I can kind of like get a little bit of. So what they did is they reinstated a blocked account of RTI's from 2008. And it stopped at the picture which caused the problem in the first place. So I know it's been sitting there for over 5 years doing nothing. And they go, click, and it's all back again.
Mm-hmm.
So they've probably got all your naughty pictures.
That's good. Well, I might ask them.
So there's a general rule of thumb that I try to live by. And that is, if I don't want people to know something, I don't write it down and I don't say it out loud.
Well, our chairman's got hold of one of my phrases, which I'm now going to clean up slightly, which says, as a company, you never put anything on the internet that you could possibly have bite you on the bottom later.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And I'd advise that for anybody listening. You know, Facebook is not 100% secure.
So you mean no naked pictures?
No, you can leave the ones on. They're okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the ones where you've got... No, I won't look at apparently, the whistleblower in question to this whole PRISM thing is a former CIA employee called Edward Snowden, and the UK's made an announcement, we don't want you, mate.
It was on our news this morning.
Was it?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Just what you said.
What, in English?
We don't want you.
No, it was translated into Slovak.
They could translate my English into Slovak?
Not yours. The other one is not possible to translate.
Do you know what, boys and girls?
No.
You bring these girls on the radio, you make them famous, and what do? Abuse you.
I didn't abuse you.
Didn't you?
I didn't.
I laughed.
Oh.
At your expense. But I didn't abuse you.
Anyway, unofficially, allegedly rumoured, a British diplomat has confirmed that a document that's been seen by Associated Press is the real deal. And they sent a note to airlines around the planet saying, if you get this geezer called Edward Snowden, the ex-CIA employee, don't put him on your plane because we don't want him. Whoa, that's heavy, isn't it?
That is heavy.
So where does he go
then? No fly list for you.
No. What's he going to do with his miles then?
Maybe he could buy lots of cheese or something.
Oh, right.
Can you swap them at the supermarket like you can here?
No, that's what they do here with those silly vouchers, isn't it?
Yeah.
We get the food stamp voucher things.
Oh, yeah.
I hate them.
I know you do.
I hate them with a passion. I don't understand this, Rach.
Well, because you think it's for poor people.
No.
It's not.
No.
This is just like your employer's...
Yes. Like a bonus.
No. Pay towards your lunches.
No.
But
he
doesn't give you cash because he knows you would go and have a beer.
Yes.
Is it a discount thing?
No. What you can do, Rach, it's like... They're like, what's the nearest thing to describe them for everybody? Like a traveller's check. Think of a traveller's check.
Like a coupon?
Like a coupon, yes.
Well, we call it a food voucher.
A food voucher. So what happens is the company gives the voucher to the employee who pays for half of it, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The other half of this money is then managed by another company who employ hundreds and hundreds of people. And then you go to the supermarket, you have to take the money in. Then they have to send them back, because they get charged as well, to the company to get the money back from the company. Why not cut out the middleman? Just give them money.
Give them money.
Yes. What do you want?
It all sounds very convoluted to me.
You're not spend it on food. You spend it on booze and ciggies and...
As if I do a thing like that.
You should do every day.
I do not have alcohol every day.
Can you buy booze at supermarkets there?
Yeah.
You can't buy it here.
Hey.
You cannot get alcohol at a supermarket in Australia.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yet. It's apparently on its way. But you can't... There's liquor stores that you have to go to buy your booze.
Petra.
You can't get it at... You
she
can't
must
get
be
it
living in a jungle, then.
She lives in the jungle. She does.
I do, actually. You
Good
should
grief.
See Gladstone. It's an absolute Gosh. Backwater.
You can't buy booze in a shop.
Not in a supermarket, like a Woolies or a Coles or whatever.
You can
so
buy...
what, are you using, like, off-licence or something?
Yeah.
Huh? Every corner shop here sells booze.
No.
He knows the best.
There's lots of places to buy booze, but they're not, you know, you can't buy your cereal in one aisle and your vodka in the other.
Oh, that's boring, isn't it?
Yeah, makes you go to two shops.
Oh, yeah.
We've and got it all under one
you
roof.
Get gift cards or vouchers that you use, you can also not buy tobacco products.
Hey? I think she lives in the third world.
Mm.
Yeah, very backward. Mm-hmm. Well, she lives in the outback nearly.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. Anyway, some good news. Ladies, good news. Good news, good news, good news. A missing teenager. She's been on the television all over the place. Lorna Vicarage. They think she's been found. She's only 14 years old. She went missing on Monday. And she's been seen in the Leicestershire village with people sort of phoning up and saying, we think we've seen her. We think we've seen her. Now, the trouble is, boys and girls, the bloke she's with is a convicted fraudster. Now, that means he can twist anybody around his little finger. And so if you are in the UK and you do think you've seen this young lady, pictures are all on the BBC News, Sky News, everywhere. Do get a look. Call South Yorkshire Police on 101, quoting incident 409 from the 10th of June. 101's a number you can call police stations on for non-essential, non-emergency calls. So you can call South Yorkshire Police on 101, quoting incident 609 of the 10th of June. And if you do see this young lady about, don't go up to them. Don't go up to them and scare them off. Just go to your mobile, phone the police and say, hello, I'm here. This is exactly where I am. And I've seen young lady and maybe we can find her. For somebody else, which would be rather nice. There's been a big hop, Rach.
Well, you know what? There's animals doing what they want, travelling the world. We know about the alligator, the backpacking rogue alligator.
Yes.
And now there appears to be a coven of animals
right.
doing what they want, running around where they shouldn't be.
There's a wallaby jumping up and down along the road. In the West Midland village near Solihull. It's actually a place called Knoll, which is really, really nice there. And this wallaby was filmed around, about dinner time-ish. Anyway, da-da-da-da. They reckon they've located the owner, who said the animal had escaped from its pen. Sir, madam, wallabies jump.
Yeah.
They go, boing, boing, boing. Over the fence we go. They're like tiggers.
They are like tiggers. Wallabies aren't very big. They're, you know, in kangaroo, you know, terms, they're small.
Yeah.
But they still bound quite, you know, they're quite agile.
Are they?
They can still leap. And depending on this, I don't think this, well, clearly this pen was inadequate.
Well, yeah.
And it's now leaping about.
Yes.
All up and down the road.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's a group of them established in the 1940s in the Peak District. There's another group on the Isle of Man. There's another one on another group on the island up near Loch Lomond in Scotland. And I find this interesting because they call them red-necked wallabies.
Mm.
Now, what does that indicate that the Australians are like the American rednecks then?
No.
You sure?
Just this breed of wallaby. maybe a lesser breed of wallaby and enjoys a lesser beer.
I wish to push you on this point, Miss Brunson, that all pouch. Australians are rednecks. You're not a PM, are you, for goodness sake?
I'm not, but she's a redhead.
She's a redhead?
Yes.
I'm going to push you on this redneck. No, I'm not going to bother. I don't know why they bother. Well, I do know why they bother. Facebook has introduced hashtags like Twitter.
This is so hashtag stupid.
But do you know why?
No.
Do you know why, Rach?
I think Twitter, yes.
Go on.
They make it easier to find out what people are talking about and what things are trending. It started on Twitter. It's a useful tool for Twitter if you're looking for a particular subject.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually search hashtag and then whatever the word would be, which would be redneck wallaby, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've done is they've decided that, as with their verification ticks, which they have also pinched from Twitter, they've now put this hashtag in so that you can search a hashtag topic to see what your friends are discussing, which is redundant because you see it in the newsfeed anyway. And it doesn't do anything like tagging does. It doesn't highlight. It just looks like a stupid hashtag.
Mm. Now, Petra's
it serves
gonna,
no purpose. It's,
Petra,
it's
Petra's going to tell us what the real reason is.
No, you do it.
No, come on, you read that line out there.
Oh,
you can't. What do you mean you can't?
Well,
you
this is in my way.
It's not.
It is. You see me all the time looking underneath.
Oh, God, she's moaning about the microphone stand. Hashtags have been seized upon in connection with Facebook by advertisers. Mm-hmm. Why am I not surprised?
Exactly. But they guise it as so that you can search for what your friends are discussing. Like they bill it as that.
Mm.
And when it serves no purpose in that way, it doesn't function that way.
No. I've got to say congratulations to a lovely lady.
Me?
No. Unless you're from Brazil, are you?
No.
You're not? Okay.
I'm a lovely lady.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that what you say? Is that what the mirror says to you every morning?
Yes.
Yeah, right. A farmer has survived being taken to hospital with a circular power saw lodged 10 centimetres into his stomach.
Well, is it the one you showed me in the picture about?
Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
Ouch. Have you seen it, Rach?
No, I don't think I could. I got a mental image. I thought he might have been trying to cut up his lunch, but he was just doing it the really difficult way.
Well, apparently his wife, Frida, tried to stop her husband bleeding before taking him to the nearest hospital. She had the sense not to take the power tool. You know those circular
yes.
wood things. It's one of those. And right the way up to where the motor is was in his tummy.
Not good. No. Don't want to touch that.
No. And because she didn't take it out, it saved her life. But the interesting thing is this bloke has got to have so many lives, it's unbelievable. He's like a cat. Surgery was complicated by the fact that he'd previously had a transplanted kidney. He's got to have nine lives, isn't he?
He's... guts are a mess. he's walking stew, really.
I now move on to a story that the feminine amongst the audience will go, Stupid boy, Eric. The guys among the audience will say nothing because they can't because the girls are sitting next door to them. And so I'm just going to be the butt of everybody's jokes now. But I think this is wonderful. A man has been warned, ladies and gentlemen, take this seriously, because he called 999 in England, the emergency service. Why did he call? To complain about a prostitute's look. She's a lady of the night, works in the night for you youngsters, after meeting her.
He called them social work.
Yes, something like that. And he complained because the Sale of Good Acts 1979 gives consumers the legal right and stipulated goods which are sold but must be of satisfactory quality, be fit for purpose, and match the seller's description. So if the young lady of described herself as blonde and beautiful and was brunette and not nice, he then decided to phone the police.
Because I'd call the police very first thing if I was, you know, if I felt that let's say I'm buying an orange.
Yes.
And I felt that that orange was, you know, subpar.
Yes.
I'd immediately call, you know, Triple O and say, excuse me, Mr. Policeman, you must come here directly because this orange is subpar. I wouldn't go to the proprietor of that particular store and say, I'm not happy with your orange.
Yeah, exactly. So during the phone call, I can't do the accent from that part of the West Midlands, so I'll have to use my own. I've arranged a meeting with her, but beforehand, I asked her to be honest, a description. Otherwise, when I get there, I'm not going to use her services. Basically, she has misdescribed herself, misrepresented herself totally. She was angry because she obviously thinks I owe her a living or something.
I want to know what he looks like.
Yeah, he probably looks like a dog. Anyway, a spokesman for the Solihull Police Station said it was unbelievable. He genuinely believed he had not done anything wrong, notwithstanding the fact that prostitution is illegal in the UK anyway. And he didn't get the idea why the police would not investigate this woman for misrepresentation. Well, that's, yeah.
Is he drunk?
Yeah. And the police advised the man that she hadn't actually committed any offence. Actually, it was him that was causing the offence for soliciting sex. Oh, sorry, said it. Apparently the police have written to him and told him off. And we've got a few seconds to go. I'm going to say congratulations to David Attenborough, who so many people around the world love. He's recovered from heart surgery, and it's the most weakest excuse, David, I've ever heard for getting out of going to Australia. But he did it, so you've got to compliment the man. It's time to say goodbye, Rachel.
Goodbye, Rachel.
Time to say goodbye, Petra.
Goodbye, Petra.
And from me, till next week, same channel, same time, same whatever it is, just hit the button here. From me, take care, have a lovely week, till next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.